Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Ashley and Banning is ready for this round of dumb, drunk, or drugs. Ashley, here's your real headline. Driver claims her husband was driving, but he wasn't even in the car. Was she dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
I'm going to say drunk.
I'm going to say dumb.
No, she was totally drunk. And I get seen double when you're drunk, but this woman was full on hallucinating. The Florida woman was arrested after she drove the wrong way on the highway and then sideswiped a cop car. Once police got the drunk driver, she tried to blame it on her husband. The only problem was he wasn't even in the car. This is such a wife move. No matter what, we'll find a way to make it your fault.
Right.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I could never. My curiosity would get the best of me. Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren expecting baby number 5 and not going to find out the gender till the baby's born?
I think it's crazy the people that do this. Because for me... And Kelly, I'm sure you're the same. I like to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means I need the nursery to be done. I need the baby to have clothes. I get it. You could go a whole bunch of gender neutral colors and just kind of make it,
right.
You know, either way. But I need to know if it's boy or girl so that I can really make it the way I want it.
Well, and my big thing is picking out a name. Once you know boy or girl, then it's like, okay, I have these names and this is what I'm thinking about. What about the middle? Now you have to do that for 2 names.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Thomas said that there's not a lot of surprises in life anymore as you get older, and he didn't want to have one more. So I'm like, okay, that's cute. I get it. But like you said, the name, there's so much preparing that goes into having a baby, and I need to know ASAP. We were one of those people when we were having our second, we were like, do we do the blood draw? It's like the day after we got pregnant. It was like, we got to find out now.
Here's the other thing that I wonder. Okay, of course, you want to have a healthy baby. That is number one. For Thomas, he has 4 girls. There's always the talk of, you know, is he going to finally get his boy? Do you think part of this was because they would have maybe done a gender reveal and maybe there was some gender disappointment and he didn't want a video like that to be circulating if it's another girl?
I don't know if Thomas is one of those kind of guys. He's like hands down one of the nicest people we've ever got to meet while working here. But after 4 girls, It might wear on you. You might have one of those reactions.
You're like, okay, another one.
Gotta be kidding. All right, let's try for number 6.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Could you ever set your mom up on a date? I mean, I know your mom is married, but if she was single, do you think you could be matchmaker for mom?
No, not a chance.
I don't know if you saw the story about the quarterback from Vanderbilt who made a deal with Theo Vaughn that if they won, he would set Theo Vaughn up with his mom.
Yes.
And they did win. I don't know if there's going to be a date in place, but seems a little weird, one, to set your mom up, and two, to bet on your mom.
Very weird situation. I could not. If my parents... we're separated and single, I would probably be just as protective over my mom as I am my daughter.
But don't you also think then if you were to find somebody that would be, you know, in your realm of acceptable for your mom, that you would be a good judge by that?
No. The guy could be my friend, but you're not dating my mom.
Well, it doesn't have to be your friend. I mean, just like in general.
I don't know. This is probably something I have to work on, especially as my daughter gets older, because I know there will be boys. Because right now, no boys in sight. Not allowed. I have to get over that hump of you're allowed to find love and you're allowed to have a person that you like to spend your time with.
Somebody who's infatuated with The Bachelor and The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, I love when other people find love.
But here's the thing, okay, how many times do you hear of, like, especially moms that set their kids up on a date? Like, I know somebody perfect.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Now, flip the script.
Oh.
Mom, you're single.
Kids setting the parents up?
I know somebody that would be perfect for you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. Maybe there's some better people out there than me, though.
Have you ever done this for your mom or dad? Have you set them up on a date? Or do you think you could? Or are you like Anthony and just want your mama to yourself? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Setting your mom up on a date versus betting your mom for a date. Totally different, but Theo Von might have got the better end of this deal. Are you okay?
I was going to start talking and then decided to just cough instead.
The Vanderbilt quarterback actually bet if they won their last game that Theo Von could take his mom on a date.
Which, as bros, as homies, like, I don't know if I could ever give the green light to a friend to be like, yeah, you can date my mom.
Yeah, I feel like friends would be off limits, and I don't know why I immediately think of like Stifler's mom. You know what I mean? Like,
worst thought possible.
No friends. But I mean, if your parents were ever in that situation where they were single, do you think you could set them up on a date?
Me personally, I think that's tough. I'm very protective of my mom, and she is still married, so that thought hasn't even like gone through my mind quite yet.
909 says, absolutely. I want both of my parents to be happy, so why wouldn't I?
And I think that's what I have to realize too. You do want everyone to be happy at the end of the day. I don't know. It's tough because I think about that with my daughter, too. I'm like, there's going to be one day where another man's going to come into her life and I have to pass her off. How do I do that?
Brooke weighed in on our Facebook and said, no way. It's unfair as a son or daughter to be the set-up-y.
So it's more of a parent thing. It's okay for parents to set up their kids.
Yeah. But even then, I mean, how many times did your mom go when you were younger, like, oh, I have somebody perfect? I'm like, Mom, I've seen what you want me to wear for clothes, and I don't like that. I don't think we're going to have the same taste when it comes to men.
Yep.
Know what I mean?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Okay, real talk for a second, because something happened the other night, and it was so eye-opening. I'm like, everybody should be doing this. Went out to dinner for one of my friend's birthdays. Happy birthday, Diana. And as all of us women are sitting at the table, the meal's being served, and somebody says, you know, we should start a new tradition. How many times do you go to a funeral and everybody talks about how great they were, but that person's not there? We should be doing this at birthdays, where we go around and tell the person to their face how great they are, what it is that we love about them, and our favorite memory with them.
Good call. I like that.
And I was like, that is brilliant.
Yeah, why do we wait until somebody's gone to talk about how much we love them when today you can pick up your phone and call that person and tell them that while there's still time?
Now, there is that little bit of like awkwardness, because I don't like the attention on me either, where it's like everybody's talking about how great you are, to be like, oh gosh. But it is nice to hear why your friends are your friends and what they truly do think about you. It's a nice little confidence booster.
100%. And like I said, what's the purpose? You know, you bring them flowers now.
Yeah.
Instead of when it's too late and they can't hold them or see them or smell them.
And that's what my friend said. She said, we made a point last year that we went to every single close relative, including men, and brought them flowers. And she said it was her father-in-law that went, why are you buying me flowers? That's weird. And she said, because if you were gone, we would take flowers to your grave. So why not bring them to you now so that you can enjoy them?
Why wait?
Right.
Why wait? So today, maybe go get those flowers. Maybe make that phone call. Let someone know you love them.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I could never be that fan that, you know, no matter what the temperature is outside, got my shirt off, my belly painted for more than one reason. But last night, even in the Bills game, they shot to some guy in the crowd, shirt off, beers in hand. And I was like, that is a next level fan.
It really is. Those are crazy fans. You go to, I mean, you turn the TV on Sunday when you start to watch football and you're going to see the middle-aged dude, a little overweight, got the gut, but his chest is painted, two colors. He's got like some giant silly wig on, perhaps. It's crazy how different fans could be. I would consider myself a diehard fan, but I don't know if I'm going to go to that extent of looking that crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and the face painting. There's always somebody at the Jaguars game that's like dressed up like a Jaguar. I'm like, that's what you decided to wear. You're going to sit at a football game wearing a suit and face paint? Like, kudos to you, because I'll put on my jersey. And that's about as far as I'll go. Maybe I'll paint my nails.
There you go. I won't go that far. I'll go jersey, hat, maybe some sort of accessory. Maybe if I have something like Steeler fans, we have the terrible towel,
right?
Which I'll bring that along. You go to a Raider game, it looks like Halloween every Sunday.
Oh yes, we want to know what level of fandom you're at. Are you one of these guys? And we really want to hear from you. If you are shirtless at the game, face painted, or are you a little more mild and I got my team on my shirt? You can call or text us now.
We're going to judge you so hard here. 1-888-431-3764.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's not an NFL Sunday morning until you see a grown man's belly and some face paint. Then you know it is time for football.
I would say I am a very big fan. When it comes to showing my fandom, I'm pretty normal. Throw on a jersey and a hat. That's how you can identify what team I like. But a lot of my fandom is internal. To this day, Kelly, I am so affected by my team's wins and losses that it changes my mood for the entire week. The Steelers lose, I'm sad. Don't come around me.
But it's not like you're playing.
It's not. But for some reason, it feels like
there's an emotional attachment.
Yes. And then when they win, I'm on cloud nine. Everything is good. I'll tell you this. Back in 2011, I was 21. The Steelers went to the Super Bowl, played Green Bay. They ended up losing.
You still remember it vividly.
I remember after that game, I walked away from the TV. I went straight to the bathroom, took my clothes off, and I sat in the shower. Okay, I sat in the shower. And I just let the water hit me for over an hour.
Are you serious?
And I tried to just figure out what had happened in my life, and I couldn't handle it. And my
How did
like,
we get here?
My dad's like, what are you doing in there? It's like, I'm sulking. I'm trying to figure out life, Dad. I don't understand.
Well, turn off the water while you're doing it.
It was tough. It still is to this day.
One of my favorite super fans that we know here is Bluebeard, and he just texted in. He said, as a avid Dodger fan, I dye my beard blue. That's how he gets his name. And you can see him at almost every Dodger game. He's in the promos. That is diehard. If you are going to dye your hair for your team, that's a super fan.
We saw him at the Quakes game when you threw out the first pitch. And yeah, that thing is blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he actually made me, I was thinking about what level of fandom I am. He made me a Dodger bracelet that's all blinged out. So I wear that when I go to Dodger games. I have a blue Movado watch that I only wear if I go to Dodger games. I have blue Nikes or Converse, depending on what I'm going to be wearing. So I do take it to the next level, which is funny because I don't accessorize any other day.
But I think that's a fun sports outfit. I think that's okay to do.
We have the 951 that weighed in and says, I will go to the game. I wear the Rams jersey. I have a hat, big chain, towel, socks, shoes. But if it's playoffs, that's when I break out the face paint.
I love it. And we're not making fun of sports fans.
No.
We want to see you go all out. It's just as entertaining as the game.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, we were way wrong when it came to the Ontario Professional Baseball Club last night. The big launch party announcing their official branding. They are the affiliates of the Dodgers now for 2026 season. And we had guessed, based on some of the videos that they posted, we talked with the general manager, that it had something to do with aviation. I threw out geese, because they did a Top Gun reference.
Yeah.
And I threw out the Skyhawks, which is a fighter plane. Definitely not the answer.
That was a very good guess. I thought the Jets. I think that was where I stopped because I was so confident that it was going to be the Jets. And it wasn't.
No.
Introducing the Ontario Tower Buzzers.
Which I was like, Tower Buzzer? I was trying to piece it all together, especially with that Top Gun clip. And then if you go watch the actual clip, there is this line.
Sorry, Goose, but it's time to buzz the tower.
Buzz the tower. Okay, I get it. Their official mascot is a bee named Maverick. They say that he is kind of set to look like a B-list version of Tom Cruise.
Very clever.
I know. I do like that.
A lot of people on social media kind of not huge on the name. It is different, but I will say this. With minor league baseball, I feel like that's their thing. Mm-hmm. The weirder the name, it's like a competition amongst all these minor league teams.
Yeah, well, you want to get that attention, especially if people are going to buy jerseys with it.
If you think that one is weird, take a listen to some of these. How about the Hartford Yard Goats?
Oh, okay.
A little silly. The Sugarland Space Cowboys.
I like that. Little Steve Miller Band.
The Lee Valley Iron Pigs. The Amarillo Sod Poodles. And the Toledo Mud Hens.
I don't think I want a jersey with any of that stuff on there.
We're pretty lucky here in Ontario.
We will take the Ontario Tower Buzzers for sure. Cannot wait to see a game. They'll be kicking off the 2026 season as a Dodger affiliate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.